If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice an 8-year-old girl who's not excited for summer break
because she may not be having lunch again until September?
Or a war veteran who's having a hard time
landing a job and getting back on his feet?
I am the 1 in 8 Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, Radio.com Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! Top of the hour is being brought to you by ComEd. Discover convenient ways to pay your ComEd bill at ComEd.com/pay. Herbie. Let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
If you've never watched video from the KBO, you should, because you will delight. They pimp everything over there. So that makes me happy, and it gives me, as a baseball fan, like legitimate hope. Not this hope that MLB keeps trying to peddle. Well, you know what we were thinking.
You know, a town with money's a little like the mule with a spinning wheel. No one knows how he got it, and danged if he knows how to use it.
Mule.
I swear, every time one of those stories gets leaked out to Bob Nightingale, it's like MLB is like a monorail salesman.
The name's Lanley, Lyle Lanley. I give you the Springfield Monorail.
We're thinking that we're gonna have 3 10-team divisions. Yeah, where the Cubs and the White Sox are gonna be in the same division. What do you think about that?
Well, sir, there's nothing on earth like a genuine, bona fide, electrified 6-car monorail.
Well, have you figured out the logistical aspect of it and the testing aspect? No.
Make me a bicycle, clown.
Oh, we're stupid on this show sometimes. This hour is being brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. If you don't want to have a pandemic baby, if your family's already set, call the Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. They might be able to help you out in that regard. I'm Lawrence Holmes here with you until 2 o'clock. Our show is kind of crazy today because we're going to jump around like House of Pain and talk to a bunch of different people. Our buddy Layla Rahimi is going to join me at 12:20. She's been doing a great job of hosting The Rush on NBC Sports Chicago. Nicole Auerbach of the Athletic has been, it's between her and Brett McMurphy as far as covering college sports right now and being on top of it. They have done an incredible job. So we're going to talk with Nicole at 12:40. Our buddy Shannon Ryan is going to stop by the show because she did sports movie reviews with her 7-year-old son. Pretty good, too. She reviewed 15 different movies with her son. So I want to talk to her about that process and what she would recommend for you and yours to sit down and watch. Jack Silverstein and I have a conversation about Michael Jordan's gambling that we would like to share with you, and we will do that at 1:20. There's some other stuff that's on my list of things that I want to talk about today, including Bears uniform numbers. It's a problem with no solution, but a problem nonetheless. I'll get to that a little bit later on. But I wanted to talk with Herbie because he did not stay up and watch the KBO last night. I'm actually watching it right now. So to give you kind of an idea of what's going on in my basement as we do the show, which I've adjusted to better than I thought I was going to. I kind of thought that I would hate doing shows from home and early on, I kind of did. But now that we figured out our rhythm, I kind of like it. So one of the pluses of doing the show from the basement is that my basement is where I have the nice TV. So I'm able to watch whatever I want. And what I had been doing is I had been flipping back and forth while doing the show. Like, I'm watching a little bit of ESPN. I'm watching a little bit of MSNBC, Fox News, and CNN. And kind of flipping back and forth to see what the news of the day along with the sports of the day of. Well, I knew that I wasn't going to stay up late and or get up early and watch the KBO. So I set my DVR. And I have it on right now. Like, I'm watching the game between the Dinos and the Lions as we speak, because it's fun to have baseball on. It is interesting, like, watching the players and watching them actually look up into the stands with no fans in the stands, because it's just kind of a habit. But seeing baseball is good for me, so why not have it on in the background, or I guess technically the foreground, while I'm doing the radio show? Herbie, you were not compelled to either, or I guess neither, to neither watch the KBO live nor record it and watch it later on. Why?
It's not that I don't respect the Korean Baseball League. It's just as a fan of baseball, believe that it is boring unless you have an actual rooting interest. To feign interest just because you don't have it here, to me, I can't do that. I definitely ain't waking up or staying up until midnight. It's not my life anymore. Got to wake up at like 8:30 now. So my old school life where I was doing overnights, yeah, I might just be up and watch it in passively. But I'm definitely not waking up and watching that crap.
Well, I am.
But, you know.
I'm watching right now. The third hitter for the Samsung Lions is Tyler Saladino.
Exactly. I love Saladino, but he shouldn't be hitting third in anybody's lineup. Softball lineup, KBO, major leagues.
He should probably be hitting third in someone's softball lineup.
Nope.
I think that's probably okay. I'm good with it. Like, I love the KBO highlights anyway, and you heard me talking a little bit about it in the open. It's to have it on, baseball to me has always been about companionship. Like, it's a great companion for us during the spring and the summer. However it is that we consume it. A lot of times that consumption is you're driving around and maybe you can't agree on what to listen to in the car. But everyone can agree to put on a Cubs game or a White Sox game and listen to that as you're driving around. When I'm sitting around the house, it is so – the only sport that's better for background or foreground in my case is golf. I'm not a big golf fan, though, but I love it. And it's the best napping sport that there is. You catch me on a Saturday – during golf season, where I kind of don't care about anybody who's on the leaderboard, and I wake up and I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, this guy's in contention, and I can watch for real tomorrow on Sunday. Great. That's awesome. It lends itself to it. But being able to watch this right now is kind of fun. I've been looking for some baseball in my life, and shout out to the KBO and ESPN for finally getting a deal done. And I guess they are going to start showing replays at different times. Like, I thought that was weird yesterday when, you got this deal in place to run the games live, but is that really when you need your programming? Like, do you really need programming at 1 in the morning or 4 in the morning if you're ESPN? No, you need it at 5 o'clock at night.
Hey, Lawrence, the TV guy for KBO, who came on with Dan Bernstein today, got me excited initially. He's like, man, bat flips for everything. I was like, I'm in. I know you said that yesterday and times before. Then he, ruined everything. And he's like, you remember small ball? There's a lot of bunting and stealing going on. I was like, okay, I'm out, KBO.
So you're like, after all of that excitement with the ball being put in the air and guys doing bat flips, You just kill it because you're now going to get baseball the way that Rick Renteria wants to play it.
He'll be a great manager next year for them.
I'm not saying you're wrong, but my hope is that when there is White Sox baseball, that what we're going to get is White Sox baseball. He can finally have the lineup that he always wanted. And maybe now he doesn't have to do any of that other stuff because you got a whole bunch of mashers in your lineup and you don't have to play around with bunting in the first inning or in the second or third inning. Probably not going to ask Aloy to do that. Watching the way that the game is presented, though, is interesting. Look, we had this experience. As baseball fans in Chicago, we had the experience of watching the White Sox play a game in Baltimore 5 years ago where there were no fans in the stands. And it was a little disconcerting, but if the choice is I'm not going to watch baseball or I'm going to watch baseball with no one in the stands, or I'm going to watch baseball with no one in the stands, like, I'll choose watching baseball with no one in the stands. And the thing is that the way that the game is shot, like, I'm looking at this KBO game as we speak, and honestly, it's not that weird for me. It's not that weird, and maybe it's just I've girded my loins and gotten myself used to the idea that baseball is going to be played without fans in the stands. And I'm like, okay, I'm used to it. I'm not watching with the sound, and I'm sure that the sound is incredible, and I'll check some of that out during when we take a break. But if this is the way that baseball has to look for a little while, I'm cool with it. I really, truly am. It's just, I'll just tell you that my whole spirit has been lifted by the fact that this is on my TV instead of me watching the news while I'm doing the show. And that's what, like, in our studio, too, like, in the Score studio, we have three televisions, and usually one of them is on a news channel, one of them is on ESPN, and then, you know, kind of dealer's choice. Like, Connor used to like watching Young and the Restless because he was hot for one of the actresses on the show, like that sort of thing. So to have this on my TV, it's good for me. And I don't know if you watch, but if you can, text in. I don't know if you paid attention to it at all. It might not even be your thing. You might be like, what the hell are you even talking about? The Korean Baseball Organization, they're back. So is the Chinese Professional Baseball League. They're playing games. So the Korean League, this is opening day. They have been working towards getting themselves back to a place where they could play baseball, and both the rate of infection of COVID way minuscule now down in South Korea, and they haven't had any issues with players or staff in the baseball league in their run up to getting the regular season started. So that's a positive. And wherever I can get baseball, the better. Like, now that all of us are in sports are trying to figure out, like, how it is that we can continue and kind of go on and program. And I think that everyone involved, like, all the way, not just us, I don't mean just us, I mean everyone involved in sports has done a good job of kind of digging to try and entertain folks that still want to have some escapism to talk about sports or listen to what's going on in the sports world. I think everyone's done a really good job of that, but to actually have something that you enjoy in a game that I've grown up loving, and the cultural aspect of it, I think is kind of cool too. We hear a lot about the KBO, and I know that there are subreddits where people were watching some of this stuff before, but usually the consumption was you could only consume it via, like, YouTube, like you're watching clips. And to be able to watch a game and see some of the uniforms and go, yeah, maybe that opens up some different ways that uniforms of MLB are going to look, or different shots or whatever. I also enjoyed yesterday they had a first pitch. And what they did was they made the first pitch a fan. And they put the fan in a baseball bubble Like, imagine boy in a bubble, but the bubble is a baseball. They did that and then had the fan walk from the mound to home plate. And then he got to high five the catcher through the bubble. And I just said, that's a great idea. You get to keep the fan safe. You get to keep the player safe. And you still get to have a first pitch. So there's ideas aplenty in watching this. It's not perfect, but it's something. And that's where we're all at right now, right? It's not perfect, but it's something. I'm going to talk with Layla Rahimi. I'm looking forward to having a conversation with her. She was wilding out listening to the soundtrack of The Last Dance the same way I was. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the great job that she's doing over at NBC Sports Chicago, and we're going to do it next here on The Score.
As the Bulls documentary, The Last Dance, grabs the attention of sports fans around the world, The Score reminds everyone where Bulls fans listen to some of those championships on the radio, right here on 670.
Michael, 11 seconds across the timeline. He comes, dumps it out the horse. Paxton for three!
.670 was the home of the Bulls during those historic championships with Michael Jordan, and is still the home of the Bulls today.
White comes up shooting top three. Got it! Put him in the Hall of Fame! He's got seven threes!
We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Bulls.
I'm Amy Lawrence with the Radio.com Sports Minute. Have you noticed the NFL has barely skipped a beat in navigating this offseason unlike any other? From business conducted almost entirely via phone, conference call, and text, to a draft featuring 600-plus cameras, taking us inside the process in a way we never anticipated. Next up, the grand 2020 schedule release on Thursday evening, like it's the season opener. A primetime, multi-hour special live on NFL Network that commands attention. Not only does the league recognize the void with no games this spring, but the front office also wants to capitalize on the momentum from the draft just 2 weeks ago. Fans are starved for a taste of the drama that comes with a live event. Just like the NFL draft sucked in a record 55 million viewers over 3 days, you can expect more people than ever to care about the nuances and the details of the fall schedule. I'm Amy Lawrence.
If you need a new appliance now, the Home Depot has the appliance help you can count on. Download the Home Depot app or visit homedepot.com to search for savings on top brands like Samsung. With ratings and reviews to give you confidence, special buy savings, and free delivery, you'll get the appliances you need without even leaving home. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Free delivery on purchases of $396 or more. Continental U.S. only.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Doctor's log, hell date 2020. It's 7 a.m. I just ended my shift in the emergency room and now I am headed out. I grew up watching Star Trek reruns as a kid, and in the intro to Star Trek, they have this description of their mission, which is to go where no man has gone before. Right now, health and medical industries are on that kind of mission. And it really feels like my colleagues and I are embarking on this new journey as we stand on the front lines of the COVID crisis. We keep saying to each other, we've never done this before. We've never seen anything like this on this scale before. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. So I'm starting my own captain's log. I'll be documenting my personal experiences and thoughts as this pandemic unfolds around us. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my doctor's log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.